Welcome to the Rialto Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Fitzpatrick. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur looking to have a thriving business, you've come to the right place. We cover the best marketing, growth, and business tips sprinkled with a little bit of mindset to keep you motivated. AI is evolving so quickly, and it is becoming an incredibly powerful tool that none of us can overlook for our businesses. Now, using AI in marketing can significantly streamline operations, enhance efficiency, and personalize customer experiences. In today's episode, I will share some ways that you can leverage AI in your marketing efforts. Hi, I am Tim Fitzpatrick with Rialto Marketing, where we believe you must remove your revenue roadblocks to accelerate growth, and marketing shouldn't be difficult. Now, I'm going to share some of the common ways we're using AI in marketing right now. Hopefully, you'll find this helpful. It is evolving super quickly, so this is certainly going to change over time, but there is no reason you shouldn't be leveraging AI in your marketing efforts, and I'm going to do what I can to help demystify things if you're struggling with it. So I'm going to cover, six different things today, ways that you can leverage AI in your marketing. The first one is with content creation. Now, the AI tools can assist in generating content by suggesting topics, creating initial drafts, and optimizing for search engines. And this can save a ton of time and resources in your content marketing efforts. Now, one of the very important things that I said that people might overlook is creating drafts. Do not, in any way, shape, or form, plug something into an AI tool, have it spit out content, and then just blindly copy and paste that content for whatever purpose it is. Whether it's, you know, it's a blog post or a video you're creating, do not do that. It is great at creating a base, but then you need to add your own flair, your own flavor, fill in the gaps where it's missed it. It is not perfect. And if it were that easy, like, nothing's that easy. Okay. So use it as a base. Okay. But AI can do a lot of the initial heavy lifting for you. And then you can fine tune and polish it to really make it your own. Second way you can use AI is social media insights, right? AI tools can help analyze social media data so that you can gain insights into brand sentiment, identify trends, and monitor your competitors, which can, all this stuff can inform your content strategy and help you engage more effectively with your audience. So social media insights, super great way to use AI to just analyze the data that's there. And you'll see a lot of this, a number of these ways that you can use AI currently all have to do with looking at and analyzing data. Third one, market analysis. So again, similar to social media insights, you can use AI to start doing initial market analysis. AI can process and analyze large data sets to provide insights into market trends, consumer behavior, and competitive landscapes. So it can really help you stay ahead in your industry. Okay. We're using it when we're doing initial strategy work to just get a base outline of what's happening with the market. Gives us a great high-level overview that we can then dig deeper into. So a fantastic way to use AI market analysis. Number four, chatbots and virtual assistants, right? AI-powered chatbots can handle customer inquiries 24/7, right? They can provide instant responses and improve customer service, right? They can also be used to collect information, guide users through the buying process, and offer personalized recommendations. So here's the thing that I will tell you with chatbots. I think you need to be very careful with it. I still think chatbots have a long way to go from an AI standpoint. I don't know about you, but a lot of the chatbots that I have interfaced with, honestly, I couldn't even tell you, give you a single example of a chatbot that I've interfaced with that I really loved, that did a great job for exactly what I was looking for. They may be out there, but I think they're few and far between. So I think you need to be cautious about what you're using AI for with from a chatbot standpoint, and ensure that it is providing a solid customer experience. Because if it's not providing a solid customer experience and providing a level of service that your clients are going to expect, then it's going to backfire on you. So I think there are a ton of opportunities here, but you need to make sure that it's going to meet expectations. Number five, I got two more here, customer segmentation and personalization, right? So AI can analyze vast amounts of data, which I've already touched on when I talked about social media insights and market analysis. I mean, you can drop a ton of data into an AI tool and have it analyze that data very, very quickly and provide insights, I think, far more efficiently and faster than any human ever can. So it can analyze the data, it can look for patterns and groups of customers and group customers into segments based on, you know, their behavior, their preferences, their demographics, right? The list goes on and on. But what this allows you to do is target more effectively, right? And make sure that your marketing campaigns are targeted as effectively as possible, right? So those AI algorithms can track user behavior and preferences to provide more personalized product and services and content recommendations. So anytime we can get more personalized, more relevant with our marketing, the more effective it's going to be. And AI tools can help you do that much more efficiently and effectively, I think, right? And when we can do this, right, it not only is it going to improve the user experience, but it's going to increase your conversion rates, right? Because when we can personalize and be more relevant, it is going to help increase conversion rates. You're not targeting with a super broad message. It is very narrow and it is hyper relevant. And that is going to help your marketing be much, much more effective. Last way I'm going to share with you today, and again, keep in mind, this is evolving fast. Things are going to change, but there's no reason you shouldn't be taking advantage of AI tools in your marketing efforts. Last one, number six, is image creation. And the big ones here are Midjourney and DALL-E. There are others. From what I have seen, Midjourney is the best image creation tool from an AI standpoint. I'm sure others will catch up. But gosh, how great to be able to create custom images that you can use across your marketing efforts, whether it's, you know, offline, you know, marketing materials, whether it's social media posts, in your email marketing efforts, on your website. You can use AI, and I think you absolutely should be using AI tools to help create images for your marketing efforts. Far better than just using a standard stock image. You can use AI to create really great images to meet your needs. Now, certainly, if you're not finding what you need, you pop back, use some of the more custom stock images that are out there. But using AI to create images, I think it's a great, great way to use the tools that are out there. So check out Midjourney, check out DALL-E if you haven't already. Those are my six tips for AI. Let's run through them again really quickly. Content creation, social media insights, market analysis, chatbot, bots, and virtual assistants, customer segmentation and personalization, and image creation. These are some of the most common ways that people like me other businesses are using AI in their marketing efforts right now. So if you've got questions, you can certainly reach out and connect with us over at rialtomarketing.com. That's rialtomarketing.com. Book a free discovery call. I'd be happy to chat with you and do what I can to help. The other tool that we always have available is over at revenueroadblockscorecard.com. Now, when we work with clients, we help them remove the roadblocks that are in their way to accelerating growth in 9 critical areas of marketing. If you want to know which of those 9 are slowing down your growth, you can do that at revenueroadblockscorecard.com. So check it out. Thank you so much for watching, listening, however you're consuming this content. I appreciate you. And till next time, take care. Thank you for listening to the Rialto Marketing Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about us and how we help businesses grow, or simply check out the show notes, visit us on the web at www.rialtomarketing.com. That's www.rialtomarketing.com.